Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, and thanks for all the messages coming in. It's so funny watching live feeds and videos of what's going on in Los Angeles. And it's so interesting to see the different takes that different agencies put onto their coverage. Roger Davis, good morning to you.
And to you, sir.
I'll tell you, you're probably making good money if you are working as a video editor in Los Angeles and you want your video on.
Yeah.
And if you know how to blur out swear words, you're probably making bank right now, because every video has some graffiti in the background blurred out because it's F this or F that. And it's like, you know, swastikas and all so much stuff not made for the public airwaves. We'll put it that way.
Well, so far, not anyway.
Yeah, who knows? Public standard, I guess, could be changing. So with that, do you watch the live feeds? Do you have any interest in looking at these riots going on in L.A.?
I guess I'm a captive audience, it's because I have to actually keep an eye on stuff. And some of this stuff, you know, we have a number of video monitors, which especially are locked into the network feeds and stuff like that. So, yeah, pretty much confronted with it.
Like, it's a live feed right now, so this is a couple hours, so it would be 5 a.m. Pacific time. Yeah. So I'm watching the live feed of reporters on the street. They got their armored Humvees in the background, National Guard there on the scene, and it's like no one is out. It's, you know, it's too early for the protesters, they are out there reporting and looking at that sort of thing.
Tension building. It was not too early for the looters, however. We get reports now of at least one large sporting goods outlet and some other downtown L.A. stores busted into by people who just walked out with whatever they carry before the police could reach the scene.
And, there's a lot of police, a lot of flashing lights.
A lot of broken windows.
Broken windows, people that are getting hit by these rubber bullets. Mm-hmm. The police are using those too, non-lethal type of enforcement. But here's what I find sometimes that, like, there's that example of the reporter. She was, like, standing in the middle of the road when traffic's trying to get through. And then there's, like, a lineup of riot-geared police, and they shot the lady in the leg with this rubber bullet to get her out of the way. Yeah. And I'll tell you that these guys have really good aim, because they are – it doesn't seem like they're missing very often. But part of it is, don't stand in the middle of the road to do your live shot when there's traffic to get around, it's a dangerous situation.
That's the same mentality that field producers use, that to cause people to be standing up, hanging on to a stop sign with the palm trees and the driving rain in the background on the impending strikes of the hurricane stories and that kind of thing. So,
I don't know why they think they're immune from the orders that police give them. And if they're telling the protesters and the rioters that you have to disperse and they don't, and then they're surprised something happens to them because, you know, they think they're allowed to be in the middle of it to live broadcast or record for YouTube or whatever they may be doing without any type of repercussion. So By the way, did you see that there was that nightclub that was in South Carolina there that was raided, and there was 70-plus undocumented immigrants that ICE detained?
Yeah, gang members, yeah.
Gang members, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you surprised when you see stories like that? You're like, oh, man, even here.
That was the second major bust on that order with that amount of that proportion of alleged gang members in about 2 weeks here. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I'm looking at the L.A. riots and going back to it because I'm watching live feeds. Certain people, they're showing mugshots wanted by the feds, people that are throwing, you know, firebombs, bricks, right, things like that at police. But local television stations understand they can't talk about the riots 24/7. They understand there's other things that go on too. But it's so hard for them to break away from riot coverage because they know people are glued to their TVs. So they try to cover things very quickly, and then they get right back to the riot as fast as they can. Very quickly back to the riot. Very quickly back to the riot. They back and forth and trying to balance their news with other things that are going on.
Yep. That is a terribly tough call for news producers. It really is. And how long do you stay with it at the expense of other events, you know?
And what if there's another major event that happens at the same time? How are they going to balance those two things? What if there's like a police chase? They love them a good police chase, you know, going on. So they get the chopper up there to follow it.
I've got
to
say, get the helicopters in the air.
It's going to look like a Zoom meeting. There's going to be all these split screens where you don't know what to cover, and you just hope that you can find the right thing. I know we'll talk more about what's going on with the riots in L.A., but there's this other proposal about giving children at birth $1,000 to sit in an account so it can gain some interest. So when children of wealthy this is what the AP, how they start their story. Yeah. When children of wealthy families reach adulthood, they often benefit from the parents in the form of a trust fund. So the idea is, and some states do this, like Indiana, once your child is born, there's a certain amount of money that goes into a account, and then it continues to grow, and then when it hits maturity, you have a little bit of money when you turn 18, which is kind of cool. It can grow, that $1,000 can grow to about $3,500 by the time they're 18 years old. Yeah.
Sure,
they can use it for college and other things.
Right.
Do you like the
idea?
Do you think that's a good use of tax money?
Well, you know, we have in South Carolina, through our state treasury department, we have a Future Scholar Fund, which works the same way in South Carolina. Mm. Yeah. And it's been very effective, actually.
It is. I think I agree. So how does that fund work? Is it something that's used at the end? They just disperse it immediately at 18, or is it for like college 529 plans?
That's unspecified, but the state law and the permission and the tax break it comes under the heading of the saving for college or saving for special training, whatever, and it's simply called the Future Scholars Program. State Treasury Department administers that and has all of, incidentally, the details, and you can book that or check on that online, linked to our website, 989WORD.com, if you're interested in that.
How much do they give you, you said? What's the amount?
There is it's any amount you want to pick. It's covered. I know I've forgotten what the maximum is, but it's not, it's not unreasonable.
Yeah. Indiana was really good. There's some states that do that. Sometimes maybe it's more red states, but they had this, it was a 529 plan, which is what you put your money towards college or whatever.
Yeah.
But the money that you put in, I think, I forgot what percentage, comes back as a tax credit. Not a deduction, but a tax credit to you.
Same
so
here.
The
same
offset
here.
Was great.
Yeah, that's what it
and
is.
And makes it really worth it trying to save for college that way.
Yep.
So expensive. If your kid can't turn into an athlete and get a big suitcase of cash by the time they're ready to go to school.
You know, the AP, bless them, I spend I don't know how much time every day, and basically editing the AP to get them pretty much back between the ditches, frankly, lately, on political stances in particular. I've never seen anything like it in all, and there have been many of them, years in the news business.
It's to try to reel them back in from certain one-sided bias.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to start this article about the $1,000 fund. Children of wealthy families receive a form of a trust fund. You know, they put it that way and to say that, hey, now poor people can have a future too, like, you know, or have a the way they put that in there is totally unnecessary because it has nothing to do with what's being proposed.
Well, any sentence of any story that comes straight off the AP now that begins with the words President Trump, or as they always say, President Donald Trump, in case we forget who we're talking about, I presume, as the first paragraph you're going to have to throw out because it's going to be full of the polemics, you know, about the the evils of the administration. But so it goes.
Right. Yep. And it's so funny because it's like the person that writes it up, they feel like it is their journalistic duty in order to try to counter Donald Trump all the time.
You just feel the vitriol dripping off of the keyboard and onto the floor in the AP news desk. Sometimes,
you know, I see that too in a lot of different news sources too, and I find that, like, if a even though we're not a blue state because we voted for Donald Trump, but it's still a pretty blue area when it comes to like the governor and the senators and the attorney general and the secretary of state and all that. So what you find is that when there's a story about them and they put out a press release, they're very quick to just basically write up the press release of whatever they have, their opinion on something, their opinion on the riots, their opinion on deportations, their opinion on this. But they never tell the other side of the story, or they care to, in understanding that what they're reporting is one person's opinion because they're in office, as opposed to something that would normally be considered news. Because what they're reporting is not really news. It's their opinion of a political head.
Yeah, and this polarization is exactly what has catapulted or actually plunged the prestige of the of journalists down from at one time being, as in the case of Cronkite, the most trusted man in America, to now somewhere south of street corner palm readers and snake oil sales, you know, in the minds of the public. I mean, there are penalties to pay for compromising for compromising your journalistic integrity.
Wow. One person texted in, they changed the 529 account so I'm able to use it for my kids' high school expenses as well. That is interesting. Yeah. Wow. Thank you for that text message. All right, Roger. A lot to get to on the show still. And coming up a little bit, maybe 15 minutes from now, Tim Nash is the director of the McNair Center at Northwood University. He's an economist. I think he is just like, when it comes to economists, I just want people to tell me exactly how it is. Yeah. I want to know the truth of the matter. I don't want them to try to spin it in any political direction. And whenever I talk to him, I feel like he is that kind of guy. So I'm going to ask him straight out, what is the economy like right now? And tell me what's the good and what's the bad? What should we be looking out for? Is it as good as the numbers indicate, or is it worse? Is it better? We'll find out. And Tim Nash joins us in about 15 minutes from now. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on Newstalk 98.9 WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Thank you for the text messages here. One person said, good morning, Ryan. You're doing a great job for Tara. The 529 plan, you can put up to $300,000 and zero tax. Another person said, the riots now have spread to other cities and states. Could this be an assault on Father's Day weekend? So you're saying this weekend could turn not so great in major cities. I hope that's not the case. I really hope that is not the case. But it's kind of predictable. You looked at kind of the George Floyd riots and Black Lives Matter going and trying to destroy as many cities as they can. We don't want to replicate that. And here in the United States, we understand the repercussions of that, which is Democratic-controlled areas that just don't stop or care to and allows their cities to burn down while people's livelihoods and sometimes their lives are taken from them. So let's not allow that to happen. I would like to see, you know how one person said it's not an LA riot until you get Koreans on their store roofs defending their businesses, whatever that text message said. What do you think is going to happen when there's more people with that type of mentality where they don't want to deal with that because it's coming into their neighborhood, their home, and they don't want everything destroyed? What do you think is going to happen? You know, you're going to get confrontations. And it's not because of the National Guard. It's because people are out there creating this destruction and willingly doing so, not in the way of justice or to protect migrants or whatever it may be. They're just doing it because they're angry at people that are enforcing the law, in this case, Donald Trump. And they're angry that, I don't know, part of it is sometimes I don't even think they know. They just kind of like shuffled up in all of this. They look at it and say, you know, because they were in the country for so long and they had deportation orders and they know they're not here legally, but they stayed here anyway, that they should be able to get some sort of Ollie Ollie Oxen free call where they could yell it and get some sort of amnesty. But in reality, I think Donald Trump won in the courts. And you realize that you can have them claim these things from their country of origin and let them go through that legal process without them staying here indefinitely, because a lot of them will stay there their whole lives before they even get to the end of that process. We just can't have that. And if anything, maybe you want to, if you're a Democratic lawmaker, try to find ways to speed up that process. You know, I think in the first term, Donald Trump said we need to get more judges down at the border so we can speed up and expedite this process of people coming through, but it's just not realistic. So he found the alternative, which is you're going to wait in your own country while that process plays out. So in order to do that, we need to send you back to your own country so you can do that process in the legal, orderly fashion as opposed to the unlawful, chaotic fashion that we're seeing here today. What did I see? I wish I had more time to talk about this. Southern Baptists to meet in Dallas for their annual evangelical gathering. This is another AP story, so I apologize to Roger Davis for not first rewriting this to get it out of the ditches and to try to get it back into the center. So, Southern Baptist meeting in Dallas this week. Proposed resolutions calls for laws on gender, marriage, and family based on what they say biblically stated over divine creation. They also call legislators to curtail sports betting and support policies to promote childbearing. Some of their other things that they're trying to ban pornography and reversal of same-sex marriage. This is the Southern Baptist. What we find in the denominations and some of them as they try to get together and find common ground is that you have the more traditional ones that are actually trying to gear this back towards the biblical values. And then you have ones that are trying to guide this towards the worldly values, saying that in order to attract new people, that we need to adapt to their lifestyles and change to where they are in order to get them comfortable with us. So they're doing it like basically the reversal of what the Bible tells you to do. And they want you to almost like ignore what the Bible says in order to try to trap them in there in hopes that their hearts change somewhere down the line. But if you are out there preaching something that's anti-biblical, then I don't know if their hearts are going to change in the right way. So when these conventions get together, it's kind of interesting because you get a lot of people that want to stand on the biblical word without compromising it, and then the rest of the world looks at them and then criticizes and then, you know, tries to condemn them for something like that, when they're the ones taking a public stand on their principles, biblical principles. So you have to admire that, and there's a lot of people that will do that, and I think we'll see something come out of this convention. Hopefully they come to consensus that the Bible's more powerful than what the world's going to have to offer, so you're going to want to stand with that. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Tim Nash. He's the director of the McNair Center at Northwood University. With so many different numbers coming out this week, I want to know, just flat out, tell me where the economy is, what's good and what's bad, because some people are saying it's turning around, things are great. Some people said we're not in a good spot. Go ahead. I want to know the unbiased truth of where the economy is. So we're going to talk to Tim Nash about that, and you're going to get a good grip on it, too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And welcome back. Happy to be joined this half hour by the director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Northwood University, Dr. Tim Nash. Thank you so much for joining us this morning in South Carolina.
Hey, great to be with you, Ryan.
I know we talk a lot because I'm based here in Michigan, so we talk a lot in Michigan. But when I get the opportunity to fill in here, I thought, okay, I wanted a look at the economy. I wanted an economist to give us the unfiltered truth of where the American economy sits today, because we hear, oh, things are going well and people aren't worried. And I think there are people that really want to know where we sit. So without the left or the right pushing their own buttons and trying to flip it the way they want it to, if you were to look at the American economy today, do you think it's in a healthy position? Do you think it's a little sick? Does it have the flu? Where are we today?
I think the American economy is trying to make a comeback, and there are positive signs and negative signs in the next 6 months are going to be really, really important. I would make the point that people are nervous, and here's why I would say that, Ryan. The jobs report, it's interesting if you look at the private sector jobs report, the ADP report. You know, ADP is a company that prepares payrolls for thousands of companies, and they extrapolate from their data what things are like in the private sector. Their estimate for May was only 37,000 new jobs created. That's the worst in 2 years for their report. And if you look at the wages, though, the wages were up 4.2% on average if you extrapolated the monthly increase in wages. And the other variable that's impressive about it is that if you change jobs, in other words, you said, I don't like my job, I've got a job offer from somebody else, those people experienced a 7% annualized pay increase. So there's a lot of good news in that. We also note with both the Bureau of Labor Statistics report and the ADP report that there's about 7 million jobs out there for people, and we don't have qualified people to fill those jobs. So what it says is that our economy is trying to produce jobs, trying to employ people, but we don't have as many qualified people with many of these jobs as would be the case. And then if you look at last Friday, it was the report that the Bureau of Labor Statistics puts out and said that the overall U.S. economy produced 139,000 jobs. Now, we say that was a good number because we were expecting 130,000. But what if you don't look at it carefully, the average number of jobs created each month for the last year is 162. So we were more than 20,000 below the monthly average over the last year. And as you look at those variables, the thing that's important is unemployment stayed at 4.2%. That's a good number. And if you look at the those new jobs out there, the potential for new jobs, there's what's important if you're Donald Trump, the president's trying to switch people from the government economy to the private economy, and there were 1,000 fewer government jobs, and it seems like the president's moving the economy in the right direction in that regard. The final overall point I'd make with you is that as you look at the economy, people are nervous about tariffs. They're nervous about the national debt. And when you're looking at or you're thinking about where we want to be in the next 6 to 12 months, the key is going to be, can we get the tax cut through? If we can get the tax cut through, I think the economy will be in a strong position. But the fact that we're worried about the tax cut making it through the Senate and back to the House is another factor that makes people nervous. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta produces something called GDP Now, which has been a good forecaster for gross domestic product. It predicted that the first quarter was going to be negative, and it was negative. The economy wasn't as negative as the Federal Reserve of Atlanta had predicted, but it was an accurate prediction. Right now, the latest report is calling for 4.2% GDP growth. So that's probably the strongest single indicator that the economy, knock on wood, is trying to repair itself and move forward.
When you talk about the economy repairing itself, What are things that are going to work against that? So, of course, there's some uncertainty, and I know that it's difficult to guess what's going to happen next. But let's say the economy is trying to grow and, you know, people are calling for interest rate cuts because of the economy's growing. So they think they might be in a better position for that. What's some things that would hold the economy back from some of the predictions that you're seeing?
Well, one very important factor is that if we don't make these tax cuts permanent, at the end of the year, the tax cuts of 2017 go away. So when the president was able to pass that tax bill in his first term, it wasn't a permanent tax cut. The best he could get through was an extension of lower tax rates until the end of 2025. So the higher tax rates, people are nervous about the fact that there's a possibility that tax rates could go up for everyone. It's not true when people say the Trump tax cuts didn't cut taxes for everyone. They did. It's just that there's more money in the pocket of a person that makes a million with a tax cut than there is for a person that makes, you know, 50,000 with a tax cut. And so that's a key variable to take a look at. The other factor, when you brought up interest rates, you know, the national debt of the United States is approaching $37 trillion. And we have to refinance those that debt at whatever rates are available, long-term, short-term, medium-term. And the last couple of times in the Biden administration, we chose to refinance, and we chose to refinance at shorter rates. And if we had refinanced the rates when overall interest rates were low 3 years ago for a longer period of time, the interest on the national debt would be lower than it is right now. But currently, we are running interest on the national debt, just interest, of over $1 trillion a year. And so as those interest rates remain higher, and if we have to refinance at a higher rate, just think about it, out of a $7 trillion budget, which is roughly the federal budget for the current year, $1 trillion of that's just interest on the national debt. That just, to me, it's very disappointing that our government, both parties, can't get their act together, get the national debt under control, and that we're spending $1 trillion. That's more than the GDP of most countries in the world. And we're spending that on interest on the national debt. And that means interest rates will be higher because the government goes into the capital markets to borrow. That means money that could have been spent starting a new business, buying a new car, you know, your Spartanburg BMW plant, you know, one of the great auto plants in the world. You know, if people are paying higher interest rates, that means fewer cars are going to be sold. Fewer people can afford to finance one. And if we've got to pay a certain percentage of our paycheck to interest on the national debt, that's a real burden.
Well, just in general, who owns a lot of this debt? Does China own some of our debt?
Foreigners are owning less and less of it. You know, China used to own over a trillion. China owns less of our debt. I believe it's right now the Japanese are the largest single holders of U.S. debt. But we own most of our debt. But it still is something that we have to pay on a regular basis.
Right. So do you mind if we take a break and we can return after the break and discuss a couple of more economical topics?
Not at all.
All right. It's Dr. Tim Nash. He's the director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship, Northwood University. That's in Midland, Michigan. I think he is right on. And he looks at it down the center. He looks at it like an economist should, without trying to spin it for a certain political party, which I think is very important, because when you're trying to understand these things, you want someone that gives it to you like it is. So we'll continue with Dr. Nash after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on WORD. And joining us is an economist, someone that just looks at this right down the middle, and I think that's important when we're talking about the economy. Dr. Tim Nash, a director of the McNair Center at Northwood University. That's Midland, Michigan. Thank you for hanging out with us. We only got a couple more minutes, so I wanted to get to a few more things about the economy, because there was something you said in the first segment. Next 6 months are going to be very important for the economy. And I know that it's so hard to guess where things are going to be in 6 months because we're trying to work out a budget. And a big talk of the budget is trying to cut down on our spending. So they're doing it in a weird way. They're going to spend more, but then promise to cut more to make up for the spending. So what do you think we need to do to address the national debt? And where does it need to be for it to be in a more healthier position?
Well, Ryan, I think one of the key points is that they're actually talking about growing the economy at a faster pace so that we can produce more revenue. And if you look at the Trump tax cuts, it actually produced more than 2 million, close to 4 million more than they were predicted to produce by the Congressional Budget Office. And so one of the problems, and this is a long show to, you know, go into detail talking about it, mm-hmm. but we have static models in economics and dynamic models. And the federal government, both parties in the 1970s agreed on what a static model would look like, but they didn't and don't to this day agree on what a dynamic model is. So Democrats basically would argue that the key catalyst for growth in the economy when it comes to the tipping point is government. And Republicans would argue it's the private sector. It's the big businesses. It's the small businesses. You know, the entrepreneur, the small business produces over 60% of all jobs in the American economy. And so the argument is that that President Trump and his economic advisors are making is if we cut taxes and we cut regulations, we can grow the economy. That will produce more revenue. But that's a dynamic model. You know, oftentimes the Democrats will argue, like President Biden, he put $2 trillion in for green government-dominated, government-led energy programs during his first year in office. And as you look at it, some people would say, well, it didn't work. Others would say it did work. But the point is the dynamic models are not scored. And so right now the static model underpredicts. It predicts GDP growth this year of 1.8%. I think if we get these tax cuts and the regulatory cuts, we release energy. We release, you know, say, the ability to build natural gas pipelines, to sell LNG, liquefied natural gas, to, overseas. These are things that will help grow the economy. Right now, there are a number of experts that say we have all the rare earth minerals that we need, but about 20 years ago, we put a lot of regulations on mining in the United States. And so that's why we're so dependent right now on China. So, you know, one of the arguments that the president makes is drill, baby, drill for oil and natural gas. There are other experts, geologists, that are saying we need to mine, baby, mine. And there are a lot of places around the U.S. that we could get rare earth minerals and not be dependent on the Chinese, who control up to 90% of the key rare earth minerals and could put us in a real bad position, especially defense-wise and high-tech-wise, in the future if this tariff war continues.
Right. And, you know, for the sake of time, I want to make sure people know where to find the McNair Center. Find you. Where can they look?
Well, it would be, you just simply go to Northwood University and type in McNair Center, and it'll pop up. My email address is there, and I'd love to take any emails from your
awesome.
Your listeners. My email address is tgnash, tgnash@northwood.edu.
You got it. Dr. Nash, thanks for joining us here. We appreciate the time on WORD.
Ryan, always a pleasure. Keep up the great work.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.